Hey, KT from KT Got Game here. We got a really good show for you guys today. We talk about the Lakers and their push for the playoffs, get into the Kobe Dante Jones fiasco, talk a little bit about James Harden and Kevin Love and their upsides as number one guys on potentially championship teams, David Stern and his global outreach, talk a little bit about the Wolves and their ability to make the playoffs next year. Get into some heated discussion about the Minnesota Vikings and their offseason and free agent or lack of free agent activity. And then this or that. We've got a little bit of Reggie Miller, Bill Walton, Foxy Brown, and Lil' Kim. And of course, in memoriam of our guy, Notorious B.I.G. Stay tuned. It's KT from KT Got Game.
Make it to the top, wait for a bit or more, seesaw on summit that you never seen before. It came back, reversed, unimproof for what it's worth.
They were drafted, Carmelo was drafted by Denver.
This
is only his second team, New York.
Right. Yeah, but my thing was, I feel like he traded away his chance at a championship to be the sixth seed in the Western Conference.
But didn't Melo want out?
Melo wanted out because George Karl and him were butting heads, and Melo was like,
trade,
I'm done
though.
With it.
That was a good trade.
I would say that, yeah, even with the trade, I would think
both
that
they
both won.
So you think – do you really see – I don't agree with that. Like, you really think the Nuggets won? Like, I feel like the Nuggets lost
because
they're going to be a sixth seed for the next 3 years.
Melo on the Nuggets, they're fifth or sixth seed because
–
the West around them changed. You didn't have an Oklahoma City. You didn't have a Clippers. You didn't have those teams then.
I think they're better than a sixth seed.
You put Melo on there. Are they better than Oklahoma City? No, they're not better than the Spurs. I don't think you're taking them over the Clippers, and I don't think you're taking them over the Grizzlies.
But hold on. Should we just say Melo with this team they got right now and just swap out a couple pieces?
We're talking about the trade pieces.
Remember they had J.R. Smith before. Remember they had Chauncey with a big piece. I feel like they went to the Western Conference Finals, so it's
they
not.
Did.
I'm saying
the Spurs were better.
The West is different now.
The Spurs
KT.
Were better, right? Okay. You had Houston was still good then.
I'm KT. Saying this. They're number. Denver,
if you put them there now, they're not higher than the fifth seed.
I think
producer
they are.
Tone. What are they right
with
now?
Carmelo
they might be a,
and Chauncey.
I'm saying they might be a three right now.
Would they be
J.R. Smith? You keep forgetting about
J.R.
Smith.
They're three right now.
They're three right now.
The Nuggets are three.
Yeah,
man.
I thought they were six.
They're five. They're five. I'm sorry.
They're
you gotta
five.
Get that right.
Okay, I was about
Tone.
To say,
KT, yeah. would they beat?
You're looking at the division.
Would they beat the Clippers?
With Carmelo?
Yes.
I think Carmelo's good enough to be a game. I think he's a top five
one
player.
One person?
Yeah, I think he's a top five player. I think they look different, man.
I agree with that, but you're talking about possibly the deepest team in the league. You're not beating the Grizzlies.
I would say player for player, they're the deepest team in the league.
My point is, and we'll move on. My point is, I'm not a huge fan of George Karl because I feel like professional coaches, unlike college coaches, part of their job is to manage egos, right? Part of Phil's job was to manage Kobe's ego. Carmelo had an ego, man, and instead of managing this dude's ego, he butts heads with them, and then do you? Oh, so let me ask you guys this: do you think the Nuggets are ever going to win a championship with this roster?
No,
they wouldn't.
So then,
they wouldn't win Melo either. They wouldn't.
So you thought that Western Conference Final? They took the Lakers.
The West
to six.
Is different now, man. They're not beating Oklahoma City.
Hey, so who did?
They're not
so
beating
did,
the Spurs.
West was probably could have been better, man. Hold on. Jabbar's thing is don't be a prisoner of the moment, but he's a prisoner of the moment. You're forgetting what that West looked like 5 years ago, man.
The Timberwolves was in the Western Conference
final. No, was 2004.
But it's still not that great of an accomplishment.
KG was real. Sprewell was real. That was a good team, man.
I'm not saying that Denver wasn't real. What I'm saying is, if Melo was there or not, it wouldn't matter.
So you don't think if they keep Carmelo?
They're not beating Oklahoma City.
Add pieces.
They're not beating the Spurs.
You know what? It depends.
And they're not beating the Grizzlies.
It depends. And you know what? I'll say this. It depends on who they keep. and swap out for Melo for
no,
me to say.
No, we're talking the same trade.
You talking the same
so who
trade?
Who was the trade? Yeah. Gallinari, Chandler.
Oh yeah, I don't know, man.
Was it Chandler, Gallinari?
Gallinari, Chandler, J.R. Smith too.
No, Smith.
Yeah, because Smith went to New York, right?
Smith. I thought Smith was still there after Carmelo
he
left.
Was.
Yeah, he was still there. He was a free agent, so and then that year came, he went to China.
Who else left? Camby left? Was it Camby? It was somebody else in that trade, man.
I'm telling you,
man. So you tell me right now. So basically with the team
So they traded for Raymond Felton, Gallinari.
Yeah.
And Raymond Felton, Gallinari.
Wilson Chandler.
I think those were the three big pieces.
Those three big ones.
It might have been some... I don't know. I'm not one that just thinks KD is just head and shoulders above Carmelo.
I don't either. Carmelo's a top
Russell
five
Westbrook's
guy.
A big part of what that team is, man. People just think Kevin Durant is just the Thunder. Like Russell Westbrook's a big part of that team. James Harden was a big part of what they did. All right, so tell me this.
I already told you Carmelo, in my opinion, Carmelo's the toughest guard in the league to me. The toughest person to guard.
You don't think that alone gets them in the top three in the West?
No, I don't.
I'm going to tell you what. To me, at best, I feel like the move was really a lateral move. So basically what it is he probably stays the same. And I think the roster that they have now puts them up at a 5 seed, whereas.
Are we going to start?
You know, so we started.
5 minutes ago, dude.
So go ahead, man. We'll let you. But I like. I saw the Denver game, and I just want to talk about Denver because personally, I like their team, and I do like George Karl, and I like the way they get up and down the floor. I like how deep they are. My only concern is that doesn't translate to playoff basketball.
It's a little D'Antoni-ish.
It is a little because you can't. To me, I don't think you can be successful playing 12 guys in the playoffs.
They got about 15 points off of scoring in like 5-6 or less seconds, like after a made bucket.
Yeah.
That's going to 6 seconds.
But that got a lot to do with Ty Lawson, too, man. That dude gets up the floor so fast, man.
Yeah.
It's not going to work in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, right. Game shortened up. Possessions are less. It's not going to happen.
I think it could work. I just don't think it works with teams with inferior talent.
Right? I don't think, like I said, I don't think their talent is inferior, though. I think that
it's inferior to OKC.
What I'm saying is, if you take Kevin Durant, and then you take Westbrook, you could look at Denver and possibly say they're better than Oklahoma City from 3 to 10.
They might be, but those first two are a big pieces.
Right,
of their
and
equation,
that's first two
right?
are crucial. Yeah, the first two are very big pieces. But what I'm saying is, you don't think that? After you got Lawson, and then you got Westbrook. Westbrook is better than Lawson, but Lawson's comparable. You know, you got Gallinari and you got KD. Of course, you take KD. But after that, I mean, you got Serge, and then you got.
Are we debating the talent levels from the? They're not on the same level in terms of talent.
Well, Iguodala, I'm talking about Iguodala.
You make a good point.
Iguodala and Durant. I mean, Durant's better, but is he? You know,
no, he's not.
I'm saying Durant's better than Iguodala,
but they're not comparable.
What I'm saying is he can get out there and guard
Lawson's
him.
Not comparable with Westbrook.
I don't know about that.
I know you like Ty.
That's
your man. I could tell over the
last. He'll put 36 on you, and Russell Westbrook.
No, he won't hang 36.
Man, I done seen Kyrie Irving.
If Russell is dialed in.
Russell Westbrook does not play that great at man on man defense.
When he's dialed
man.
In, he can lock anybody.
I've seen Tony Parker go for 36 on.
That's fine. That
when he's dialed in,
you don't think that Ty Lawson couldn't get his money on Westbrook?
You talking about? Hold on. So we talking about one game or we talking about a playoff?
I'm talking about a playoff series. No. He ain't gonna get
Westbrook can eat him alive, man.
Okay,
they ain't on the.
He eat him alive.
All right. Well,
all right. Let's talk about. That was a good opening 5 minutes. Let's talk about the Lakers. One. Before Kobe went down, I just wanted to say that the Lakers are officially in the playoffs. Jabbar said they wouldn't make it.
I didn't believe.
I didn't believe it either.
I said they wouldn't. And I know they're not in. I know they're not in, but I felt good watching them play since the All-Star break. Talk about what happened last night. For you guys that don't know, Donte Jones, in my opinion, undercut Kobe Bryant. He went on the defensive pretty quick, saying that he didn't do it on purpose. He was just challenging a shot. Zach talked about it before the show. He's asking me and Jabbar about it. This is my opinion. I'll get Jabbar's opinion in a minute. I've closed out probably literally like 2,500 times, right? I know how to close out, right? And I know how to shoot and how somebody's supposed to close out on me, right? You know when a guy comes underneath you, right? Sometimes it does happen on accident, but for the most part, you know how to close out and you know when a guy's coming underneath you. And I think Kobe Bryant was exactly right. One, Kobe's a pro. He's taking 10,000 fadeaway jump shot. The man knows how to come down without turning his ankle, right? Mm-hmm. Dante Jones said he turned his ankle on the floor or some foolishness, and I just thought, you sound like an idiot.
After review at the league office, the referees confirmed that they missed the foul and they should have called a foul.
Yeah, and it was a foul. You watch him crowd Kobe coming down, and you like that's not a natural. I think Stu Jackson calls it a basketball move. That's not a basketball move.
And it's different if you crowd him while he's elevating. That's different Kobe and you or any basketball player would know how to adjust on the way down.
Right.
But when you crowd a guy, that's like a defenseless wide receiver in football.
Right.
And it's a play that it's questionable all the time. You know, you got your Bruce Bowens and people who were known for kind of doing that, and it can be seen as a dirty play. Do I think he wanted to hurt Kobe? No. But I do think that he took a risk in trying to make Kobe extremely uncomfortable, which resulted in him being hurt. There's a fine line, and just put it like this: he could have easily made the decision to not do what he did, and I think the outcome is different.
He's shooting behind the basket. He's almost behind the basket, fading away from the out of bounds. You know, he's almost out of bounds.
Right,
and that's my baseline. Thing. On the baseline. So there was no reason for him to even, and if you even watch it while Kobe's in the air, you see him taking steps to get under him. You see him sliding under him. I'm not going to necessarily say it was Bush League or anything like that. I wouldn't say it's in the same ballpark as what like Andrew Bynum did to Berea in the playoffs, you know, years back. But I will say, like, it's one of those unwritten rules that you just don't do that. And I think there's a level of respect regardless of the ticky-tack stuff that goes on between Dante Jones and Kobe. There has to be some type of respect for that the portion of the game where, man, you can blow your knee out, you can blow your ankle out. Like, come on, man, you shouldn't – there's no need for that.
This is another piece to it, a guy like Dante Jones. That's how he has a job in the league, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I get it. I don't agree with the play. Yeah. But how he's made up.
Those kind of kludgy things. That's why coaches want him.
Coaches
want
him.
We need you on Kobe every this coach, last 8 seconds.
Every coach has one guy like
right.
that.
He was 0 for 5 in the game. He's only in there for one reason.
The thing I think that indicts Dante Jones the most is, one, the trip on Kobe. So it shows
that was terrible.
They got history, right? And then Jalen Rose, who's out of the league now, is just keeping it 100. He's like, look, this happens. All the guys are doing it. You know, Jalen Rose essentially said, if this happens, it happened on purpose. Yeah, right.
Was funny. If you could look at the other shots he took against Dante, I bet they're not the same.
Right.
I bet the video will show a
you
different
see a regular
story.
A regular closeout.
I bet the video will show a different story.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Man, he had some good quotes this week, man.
Kobe was on fire this week, wasn't he?
He said, you know, he Jalen Rose'd me. That was a good quote. And then he said, I just can't wait to get revenge. And then my favorite one is when they, you know, I guess Dwight Howard's talking about he's going to be emotional about coming back to Orlando.
Yeah.
And Kobe's like, go out there and just bust their ass, man. You know what I'm
saying? Kobe's a different cat, man. Most guys, I saw the interview yesterday, most guys would be angry to the point of wanting to fight, right? And Kobe's just, in his mind, he's like, I'm going to think about this for 365 days a year. And when we meet up, I guarantee Kobe's going to torch him when they play next year.
Think about this.
He'll be on a different team, man.
Kobe's coming for you.
I know that.
But it don't matter.
That happened. Do you realize Kobe's what Jalen Rose did to him? Man. What Jalen Rose did to him happened 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, he Jalen Rose.
Yeah, he was still kind of salty about it. He was still kind of salty.
The mindset that Kobe Bryant has to me, does he ever not think about basketball? That's what I mean. Everything is about basketball to him. So, you know what? And as harsh as a critic I've been on Kobe Bryant, I've never been the biggest Kobe Bryant fan, but this week, man, I have
the memory of an elephant, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he
a lot of great ones do, man.
So, gentlemen, what does this mean for the Lakers?
Good question.
Means I'm gonna end up right.
No.
Oh, if he's out, oh, yeah, they're
coming. First of all, he's going to be out for three games.
Kobe's ass is going to play, man.
He's coming. He's coming.
All they say is indefinitely. I'm going to go see him in 2 weeks. So
Kobe's going to play,
he'll be fine. Did you see his ankle on Twitter? Did you see his ankle on Twitter? Yeah, it didn't look good.
Kobe plays.
Kobe's a different
like
dude, man. Yeah. So
he's gonna,
let y'all tell it. He gonna get some steroids in him, and then he gonna be back.
Listen, it's not steroids. It's modern. Man, it's modern medicine.
Kobe, so, I'm with you. I'm not even a big Kobe fan. I'm with you.
Let me say this. I like the way Dwight Howard's been playing.
Yep.
I think he's been dialed in.
Come on,
and
man.
Focused.
The next night he didn't do nothing.
Hold on. What do you mean the next night?
Against Atlanta, he didn't do nothing.
Did you see? Kobe took 45 shots.
33. He was 11.
Kobe wasn't passing the ball at all, man. Come on now. Kobe wasn't passing the ball, and it was back-to-back.
I'm done being a Dwight Howard apologist.
Here's what I'm going to say. We'll see. Dwight Howard will have two or three games, and Steve Nash will have two or three games to show us what they're about. If the Lakers can go 3-1 mm-hmm. over the next four games, I think they can still – if they can go 2-2 over the next four games, I think they can
Without
still make
Kobe.
The playoffs.
But I think to Jabbar's point, the inconsistency – and I know they were doing the Hacker Howard stuff against him in Orlando or whatever. So he ended up, 36 points, 15 rebounds or whatever he had.
He shot
39 free throws. But he's playing against, the center, he's not bad, Vucevic or whatever his name is. But how are you not able to, and no disrespect to Al Horford at all, but he's an undersized center. How are you not able to dominate the Atlanta Hawks down low the way you dominated Orlando? That's what I'm saying, man. It's about consistency. It's about I think that's what's frustrating about
Dwight
Howard.
We'll talk next week.
What the hell was Jacques
Vaughn doing? Dwight Howard's about. What do you mean, the fouling?
Second quarter.
They need to reassess what's going on.
They should find Jacques Vaughn.
I don't understand.
He should be fine.
Second quarter, man.
I didn't see the game.
Oh, it was horrible.
He was doing Hacker.
It started like second quarter.
In the second quarter, he's doing Hacker Howard in the second quarter.
He's probably got some statistician in his ear talking about we get
that
these many possessions back.
That has nothing to do with getting
back,
you dubs, man.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
Jacques Vaughn,
I don't
on,
see
man.
How Jacques Vaughn's a head coach, but that's just
step your game
that's
up,
my
Jacques
opinion.
Vaughn.
I'm sorry, man. Pop's a powerful man.
He was on Pop staff?
Yeah. And the young fella that went over to Orlando was from Pop's tree, too.
He came from Presti, didn't he? That whole tree thing kind of gets me. And the whole – because that dude's like 30 years old, right?
Yeah, he's a young dude. Is he a general manager?
Hey, he made his first bad move with hiring Jacques Vaughn.
Yeah, I don't like that. He might have to let him go. All right, so I did want to talk about this. So let's just assume Kobe did not get hurt. Do we think that the Lakers could actually win a playoff series?
No.
We talked about this last week a little bit, right?
Hey, you know what?
I think they can. I think the way they were playing, against who?
Jabbar's going to be mad at me when I say this.
I'm going to say I think the Lakers could beat San Antonio.
They can beat San Antonio.
Why am I going to be mad about that?
Because I'm just waiting for this, the reaction of.
I'm waiting for it too.
But I'm going to tell you, I think that they would beat them in the playoffs. I think they could. I don't think they will.
Anything could happen.
This is my thing. You got Kobe. You got Dwight. Them playing at their best, they gonna give people trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? But the issue with them is they're not consistent. So you know what I'm saying?
To me, I do, but that goes away. In my mind, that goes away. You're playing the same team every 2 days. Right,
but you're gonna still do the things you do bad. You're still gonna do bad.
I disagree with that.
What?
You got the chance to focus in. It takes a lot of the travel away.
You're straight. That's not their issue. So
you think having to travel doesn't have anything to do with them being inconsistent?
Them dudes been in the league 17 years. Dude, your stripes don't. So you're telling me your stripes change in the playoffs? Teams that play bad on the road in the regular season play bad on the road in the playoffs. Teams that are not good defensively during the season aren't good during the playoffs.
But what I'm saying is
– KT, I hear what you're saying, but there are no bums anymore. You don't get – there are no Knights off.
Yeah.
There are no Cleveland Cavs. There's no Sacramento Kings.
You got to
come every night.
Right, and I think the fact that you play the same team every 2 days will take away from some of that inconsistency.
I'm going to say something extreme. Go ahead.
So you put the Kings and whoever – they're still going to be the Kings, KT.
What's the example?
You're saying that travel and all of these other things play into.
Right, but hold on. You're saying the Lakers, your position is the Lakers are inconsistent.
They're inconsistent defensively.
Yep.
They don't play well. Hold on. They don't play well together.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily play hard.
Yes.
You're telling me that those three things are going to change it? That's going to do with travel.
I think the inconsistent. Why? Because why? I think travel, and I think the way the NBA schedule is set up of it's this team this night, it's this scouting report this night, goes away.
Doesn't that help the other team as well, though?
How does that help the other team for the Lakers to not be inconsistent? I don't understand.
So the Lakers benefit from the schedule change,
yeah, so
right?
Yes. The other team gets some benefit.
So what's the advantage for the Lakers? What's the advantage?
It's not vis-a-vis the Lakers. You were saying the Lakers are inconsistent. I'm saying they're not. I'm saying the playoffs are going to help them not be so inconsistent.
We will see.
That's my point.
I'll say this.
It's not going to help Steve Nash, guard Tony
Parker.
Right.
It's not going to help.
No, but we're talking about inconsistent. I'm not talking about that. Right.
Those are deficiencies. They don't guard consistently all of the time. Is that correct?
Yes, I agree with that.
So what I'm saying is them playing two games at home and then traveling once to San Antonio is not going to help them with the scouting report.
So
we're talking about effort plays and things of that nature.
We might be on different planes in terms of what comprises inconsistency.
Right.
I was just thinking of like
– I'm saying what makes them a 500 team and in the regular season – it's going to make them a 500 team in the playoffs.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
I won't disagree with that.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just basing it.
With all that being said, they could beat anybody. Will they know because of their inconsistency?
I think they would be
But
San
I'm
Antonio.
Saying this. The reason why I'm basing this off the past history with San Antonio, you lose to an A seed in Memphis.
Right.
You just get dealt with. Then you come out, and then you're up. I mean, you're blazing through the playoffs. Everybody has you as the favorite to win. You win the first two games against Oklahoma City, you lose your last four, and you get blasted. So what's been going on in the playoffs, I've seen a great regular season team out of San Antonio. They get in the playoffs, and once somebody figures them out, I mean –
That's great. But the Lakers don't show me that kind of character.
But I'm
because
you,
Memphis isn't a regular 8 seed because they're the best defensive team in the league.
Well, now they're
– Almost.
Yeah.
And you're talking about OKC. Okay, man. I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't necessarily help the Lakers.
And I'll say this too, and maybe I'm wrong because everybody they lost to, they lost to young, energetic type teams, which the Lakers are not.
Right.
You know, so I'm just basing this off of what's going on with San Antonio.
You're talking about the Spurs.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Spurs.
Lost, okay.
They lost to younger teams that could get after them, younger teams that could get up and down the floor. You know,
because the Lakers San Antonio series is going to come down to one thing. It's going to come down to coaching, and Pop's going to get that ass every time. D'Antoni's not going to change what he does. He's not going to change it.
D'Antoni's not just a. I mean, Pop is a better coach.
Pop
is
D'Antoni's
owned a professional
him.
Coach now.
Pop
right?
is owned
he's not
him.
Like
Pop
a.
Is owned
he's not
him.
Some dude.
So
off the,
Vaughn.
No. No, that's false equivalence.
He's a professional coach.
No.
That's
no,
false
no.
equivalence. I like that.
I'm taking that, Casey. That's false equivalence.
D'Antoni and Jack Vaughn. Come on, man.
I'm not.
D'Antoni has been in the Western Conference Finals. Come on now. That's.
Would you stop saying that like that really means something?
So you're saying you really think that D'Antoni and Jacques Vaughn are
no,
on the same
I
level?
Don't.
Okay.
What I'm saying is that you said he's a professional coach like that really means something. There's a lot of bad coaches in all of sports.
Hey, he's a better coach than Scotty Brooks. And whatever he did, whatever Scotty Brooks did.
Why people hating on Scotty, man?
I don't know.
He put his players in a great position
no, Scotty,
to win,
I'm
man.
Not say, I never said he was a bad coach, but everybody else would say that. He's not on the level of Popovich, which
Nobody
he's
is.
Not. But what I'm saying is, what he did something within that.
Oh, you mean last year?
Last year.
Last year. Because
I'm talking
they
about they was getting beat.
You're
bad,
talking about making
man.
That adjustment.
He
You're
made
right.
the adjustment.
You're right.
And it was he put Harden in there.
And what I'm saying is, D'Antoni's not. He's not making an adjustment.
You think he's too stubborn?
You have never seen a game where you're like, coach and won that one for us.
Right, that's true.
He doesn't do
I'll
it,
tell
man.
You this much, hey. He had Amari Stoudemire go for 36-12 on dunking in them. Yeah. I remember that. And,
they were going to win
and
that
to be
series
honest,
too.
They probably would have won that
they
series had they
series.
Not had that little bench incident.
Yeah.
That was some funny business.
Fifth,
but we
man.
Could go on. We could, you know.
I think obviously I'm a Laker homer, But I just feel like the way they've been playing after the All-Star break, that if they draw the Spurs, other than Parker, I don't really see superior athleticism that the Lakers just had to contend with.
That's another thing I was thinking, but that's not their thing, though.
It ain't about superior athleticism.
But the Lakers struggle with that. That's my point. The Lakers struggle with superior athleticism.
Because the Lakers' perimeter defense is atrocious. Let's just be honest.
So
that's another weak link on the Lakers. And I don't see, for the exception of Tony Parker, who else takes the ball to the basket like that, or who else?
I mean, Kawhi Leonard's an athlete, but I don't think you're really worrying about that dude on the perimeter. Like, we have the game plan.
But you're worried about the system, though.
The system
crumbled last year.
Not against the Lakers.
They
crumbled against superior athletic.
So let me ask you this. San Antonio home court advantage, what's the game? 4-2?
Against the Lakers?
4-1?
San
Antonio. 4-2,
probably.
4-2?
Yeah.
Zach? You think the Lakers win 4-3?
I think the Lakers can beat them.
See, I think the Lakers have
to. I honestly think the Lakers can win.
I think the Lakers have to go 4-2.
Hey, producer Tone, they drinking that 25-game Kool-Aid,
hey, man.
I think the Lakers can beat anyone except for Oklahoma.
Really?
Let me tell you guys something.
Since when? When did this start, y'all?
Okay, let me tell you something
anyone
about
in that first round of the playoffs.
Let me tell you about something about Oklahoma City.
We're gonna
have shows. I guarantee you guys, when we watch in Oklahoma City, we'll be like, this is not the same team as last year. They are gonna miss. Everybody's talking about Kevin Martin, blah, blah. They are going to miss James Harden. You guys talk about it all the time. The game slows down. That high screen and roll got them through
the playoffs last year.
That's going to be an issue.
It's going to be an issue. Because you lost technically your best playmaker and decision maker.
Russell
Westbrook scores the basketball. He can do all these magnificent things because he's athletic, but he's not always the best decision maker. You put the ball in James Harden's hand, he can make the pass, he can get to the basket, and if you notice, they would use him towards the end of games to make decisions. So, yeah, they're going to miss the playmaking ability of
you know
James
what,
Harden.
I hadn't been paying too much attention to the Thunder last year up until the Spurs series. And it was only like game 4 or 5, like just really, really like watching and focusing. So I was talking to my brother, and I was like, we were talking about Russell Westbrook. And he was like, hey, you know, they go to James Harden at the end of the game. I was like, you know, James Harden, whatever. He's like, nah, watch. Like, they're going to James Harden in the fourth. Like, James Harden is essentially the point guard.
He handles the ball.
And when I started watching him, James Harden was the guy making the decisions. And I was just like, I thought that was Westbrook. Nah. But it really was Harden. So I think they're gonna miss that.
They
man.
Could.
And the West is gonna be a beast to get through, right?
It's gonna be tough.
I mean, who's gonna be the eighth seed? They may get, you know, Golden State or
Houston. State,
that's not gonna Houston. Be, you know, not, that's not just gonna be a cakewalk. So it's gonna be tough. So talking about James Harden, I wanna ask you guys this, because I think, in my opinion, James Harden and Kevin Love are kinda in the same boat where they're not really what I consider superstars in terms of I can win you a championship, like I can be your top guy in a championship, but they're really good players. What do you guys think the Rockets' upside is with James Harden as their best player? I'm saying a playoff series. I love his game, but the NBA is still predicated on athleticism, superior athleticism. He just doesn't have it. And I don't think he has the ability to change again. You know, we're talking about finals level, Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals levels basketball. I don't think he has it in him to change a game or change a series by himself. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, Bargoa, you go first on this.
I agree with you. I think that he's an exceptional player. He's not in that top. It's only about 5 or 6 guys that could lead you to the promised land, and I don't think he's one of them. I think he's right under that level. I'm not saying he can never get there, but I look at that roster and it doesn't it doesn't even make me think championship. It doesn't, you know, from top to bottom, they just don't have what it takes to be taken as a serious threat to win a championship.
So do they need a player that's better than Harden to come in?
No.
Or do they need
just a better second
best player?
They need a better second best and third, because Chandler Parsons is second best player. We need, you know what I'm saying? You got to have somebody better than.
You think Parsons better than Lynn?
Parsons. Lynn's average, man.
Okay.
And somebody spoke on that yesterday. It was like a thing called stock up, stock down. They're like, where's Jeremy Lin? Like, the Lin sanity, because all they just let him run pick and roll the whole last 50 games last year, and that's what he does.
And he can't use his left hand.
Yeah, so he's good. But you're talking about one, like, B-plus player and the rest of C-plus guys.
I think Ashiq, you keep Ashiq, I think Ashiq is great.
They have a good roster. Some solid pieces.
But he definitely he's going to need help. Everybody needs help. I'm through with the notion that there's somebody
that can
do it by themselves. LeBron James is head and shoulders the best basketball player in the league, and he still needed Dwayne Wade,
right,
and he still needs Chris Bosh. And, yeah, you're going to have to put some pieces around.
But my point is, and I'll disagree with Jabbar a little bit, I feel like in order to be a championship,
you got
to
find somebody better than
him. They got to find somebody better. I feel like they got to find somebody better.
Six, seven guys, though.
So, when you say a second best player, Kevin Love. Like, if you put him and Kevin Love on the same team,
somebody on his level.
So, do you think Kevin, like, if they give him Kevin Love, do you think they could win a championship with that team?
I do.
Yeah. You think so?
Heck yeah.
I do.
I think they can compete.
OKC?
I'm going to tell you something. If you got Ashiq and you got Kevin Love, you got
that point guard play going to be iffy, that's
going to be the thing. If you gave
the roster doesn't equal championship, but it's.
So let's turn it on Kevin Love. Do you think Kevin Love is the top player on a championship level team?
No, he can't.
So you think James?
It's different though, because I think Kevin Love is as good as James Harden, but James is he gonna hit those shots. He's gonna make those decisions. He's gonna have the ball in his hand when Kevin Love.
He's got more impact.
And when it comes down to is this, James Harden, like Jabbar said, he can get you that one-on-one basket. You can isolate James Harden, and he can go. Regardless of what you think about his athleticism,
right.
Paul Pierce has lacked athleticism all his career, and he's still able to get his shot off, and he's still able to be clutch. James Harden showed in the beginning of the season and all this season that you can go to him at the end of the game, and he can create a shot, and he can get his shot off on anybody. That little funny dribble he got, his handle – he can get around people. He can hit the step back jumper. He can make the correct pass. But if you were to put James Harden and Kevin Love together, I'm saying they could compete with the pieces with a Ashiq and a good point guard.
I'm going to tell you something, man. Cats, you know, we talk about professional athletes and we talk about money and we talk about pride. And you hit on it. We continue to drool over the OKC we saw last year. And they're not the same team, man. They're just not. But as a Kevin Durant and a Westbrook, I can't say that they didn't do what they could. You have to make the money work. You cannot, like, you can't assume we're getting back to the finals, like, because, you know, KD, I'm here, and Westbrook here, we good, we 24, we good forever. Like, you can't make those mistakes, because we see all the time that great organizations or great teams get there and they never get back.
Right.
You cannot let a James Harden go, man. You have to take a pay cut. Yeah. You have to restructure. You have to do exactly what the Miami Heat did. Because if you don't, you're going to be second fiddle to them the whole time.
Right.
Because, man, we're talking about the synergy they had, the brotherhood they had. Yeah.
We can't replicate that.
The league was in trouble, and the whole league took a gasp when he left. They were like, oh, man.
I don't know if you had joined us yet. We talked about it. I actually think Harden wanted out. I do. I think Harden wanted a chance to prove to himself that he could be the man.
That's cool. But this is the thing, man. When you get there and you're paid, and you're the man, and you're scoring 40, but your ass at home. It's like the young Kobe Shaq mistake. Like, looking at them now, they're like, man, we should have never broke that up. But the egos are there. Like, you don't get second chances to correct that kind of stuff, man. That's why, I'll do myself. And you could even do yourself. And we're talking about something totally different. You can talk about high school. I could have went anywhere and been the man. You could have went anywhere. You were somewhere and was the man. Like, you got to understand, like, how to butter your own bread, man. You know what I'm saying?
And here's
we could have all gotten bigger scholarships And I could have gone somewhere where I could play all five positions and been a better player, but I lose out because the success is like unmatched.
And
man.
I was going to ask
it's,
y'all that.
It's serious,
but,
man.
But let me. But also, you got to bring the element of like the sacrifice into it as well. So the sacrifice that Dwayne Wade did and the sacrifice that Chris Bosh did. To me, when you look at it though. When you cut that pie,
the payoff is much bigger.
It is, but you got to look at it like this though. Out of all three of them dudes that came together, who do you think had is giving up the most?
D-Wade.
Exactly. Yeah. He's now LeBron's clearly the best player on his team, but he put all that aside to win. You know what I
that's
mean?
Maturity, so that's maturity, though.
It is. And I think that those guys are 30, 28, and 15, and 12, and 14
this is,
years.
This is
in
the difference
to their.
The
career.
Difference is, KT, Wade had been there before and he'd won.
Right.
And he knew if he didn't do it, he'd never get back. He knew if he didn't do that, he would never get back. He'd be a Hall of Famer. He'd be, because he had been to the top. And he knew, and it'd been, what, since 08, since he'd been there. So if he doesn't make that sacrifice, he's D. Wade. And
But Wade's situation is a little different than Harden. Wade had already been the man. And it's, I think once you've been the man and won and had all the accolades, it's easy. It was a little easier for him to say LeBron can come
in.
Harden hasn't been the man.
But you're 24, sign 4 years, get you a couple chips, then go ball out. Like, there's a way, KT, we have a level of maturity that's different because we're older men. At 24, you don't make that move, KT. You know what you say? Man, We can check our pride, we can check our egos, and we have a sense of knowing what's best for us. We're going to be like, man, like we going to win some stuff for a long time. And you'll take a because people don't see like with money, like with success, the money's coming. You don't have to get it up front. It's coming. I get it. And the money package is different.
Yeah, KT, that makes a big difference.
The money package is different, man. I get it. You're sacrificing a lot. But if you see your guys doing it too, though.
Who else sacrificed, though? KD got max?
No, what I'm saying.
Rusty got max?
What I'm saying is they would have had to come together and do some things different. But if you see KD taking a pay cut and you see.
That's different.
And
then yes.
That's what I'm saying.
To me, that's a brotherhood. To me, that's a real brotherhood. But it.
Now, Russell.
It didn't happen.
Now, when
Russ
I know,
got what, 84?
When I know about Russ, he ain't on that. And that's too bad. I say this to say. All three of them will pay a price in the long run.
Oh, they will.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Because that was something that had the league scared for the next 10 years, man.
It did. I think that I think that you're right. I think they definitely had a brotherhood. I don't think that James Harden probably wanted to stay, but I think he welcomed the opportunity.
I just hope that they explored exhausted all of the options when it came to that.
I don't think they
Presti
did,
offered
man.
Him 43. I think he put 43 on the table, and then that was
43. So what did he end up with? 60 something?
Like, was it or maybe Presti offered him 53, and then they gave him 65.
But here's
or something
the deal,
like
though. You've seen pictures of James Harden on the internet, right? He like to get it in. He need that bread. So for him, he do the party
stop,
animal.
Stop.
You seen him. He got the cowboy hat with no shirt on, and he dancing with all the women in the picture. He
That's
gets
every
it in.
NBA player.
Hey, man, listen.
He can do more.
He's getting caught on camera. And he's in H-Town, too. Oh, he's getting it in.
He's getting it in.
He wanted to get that bread, man.
All right,
period.
No, that was a good conversation, man. We'll maybe have to come back next show or the show after that and talk a little bit about high school because I think you made a good point with brother. Because I thought about that when Jabbar and I played together in high school. We played with All-American guard, Khalil Amin. He played a couple years in the NBA. So when he was referencing earlier going to different high schools, that's what he was talking about. But I do think that that's an apt point because I think about the brotherhood we had. And before you came back to do the show, I probably just see you sparingly. You know what I mean? I think I saw L last summer. I haven't seen Ozzy in a long. These are teammates of ours. But it still feels like a brotherhood. You know what I mean? It feels like
a
brotherhood. And that never goes away.
And this is what I wanted to ask y'all. Because
you give up a lot,
I posed this question in a Facebook group and I just left it as a statement. I said Dwayne Wade makes LeBron James a better player. And there's people on there that was like, oh, my goodness, this is ridiculous. What do you mean? LeBron makes him a better player. And that's what I'm saying. And so just by doing that, and not only just making the game easier, but I'm saying in terms of bringing up you guys in high school, you guys were great athletes and great players. The sacrifice that you made to, and I've asked you this before, man, Jabari, you could have went somewhere else and got the ball in your hand, or you 6 foot three power forward, but you could have been a 6'3" swing guy, and you right. gave all that up because you wanted to win and you wanted the championship. But to me, y'all still made Khalid a better player to me, even though he was great. He'd have been great anywhere he went, but y'all made him better, you know, better than anybody else could have.
None of us have a legacy we have if we don't do it together.
There it is.
Yeah, brother, that's true. I agree with that. That's true.
Because we needed all the pieces.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I wanted to just touch on this. I don't know if you guys pay attention to this, but the Los Spurs, the Los Lakers. Yeah, I like that.
That's dope.
And I think they did with Black History Month last month. I think the NBA did a great job with that. And David Stern gets pinged a lot, and I think all commissioners in all sports, the fans just kind of naturally hate him. But I think that he's done a great job with, like, his minority outreach. And not only that, the global outreach. I didn't know if you guys knew this, but China basketball is the top sport in China.
Yeah.
And they get the NBA games on tape delay, and mm-hmm. they said they can't get enough NBA over there. And I think they're playing regular season games over there next year.
And thinking about, I don't know how it worked logistically, but possibly putting a team over there. Like, Dave, you can say what you want about David Stern. That's something he does well.
Yeah.
He's made the game a global game.
He really has.
From implementing, you know, the superstars go back to the Olympics and other things he's doing.
Right.
He does a lot of things wrong. That's something he's dead on with.
Yeah, I think his you can ding him on his commissionership in terms of the basketball piece, but the business piece – if I was an owner, I'd be hard pressed to have any gripe with him about his business acumen.
You can't be mad at it. And I mean, it's the way that he markets the NBA.
He does.
It's a star driven league.
Yeah.
And he puts his stars out there, and he has the best players carrying the torch right now. So when you see like even the video, remember the commercial where they got the players are like they got the real big heads, and they got like doing the old school
NBA commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, the NBA commercials. I mean, that's just. That stuff right there shows how he markets it. And the one thing I will say that's different between football and basketball, football is marketed as a team sport. Basketball is marketed with the stars. You know what I mean? And I think that it makes people feel like you feel like you know Kobe Bryant. You feel like you know these guys. You know what I mean? Different from football. You play with a helmet on.
Yeah, you can't underestimate that, though. Just the ability to see faces people, all the time.
Right. And
facial
time.
Expressions.
Right.
And that's huge.
And that's
a plus for basketball.
For basketball. So, you know, Emmitt Smith and them, that's why they used to take their helmets off when they scored touchdowns. Because he's like, look, the basketball players, everybody know who these guys is. But there's some football players star. If Calvin Johnson walked in here right now, you might not know who the hell he is, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? He's a megastar.
I think he hoops somewhere. He'd be the guy that's built like a tree.
Yeah, right. You wouldn't know who he is. So, yeah, kudos to David Stern on that.
I actually thought about this, and soccer is by far the top sport
in the world, yeah.
Globally. Right. I think by 2043, basketball
that's a long
will be
time.
I know, right? That's why you do these projections.
We're going to hold you to it.
Because nobody can hold you to it. So you sound smart when you do it. That's how you do
down.
It with your clients. Like, oh, I think in 2025. But I do. I think in 2043, and I say that because I think football is probably going to go away sooner rather than later, just because of all this stuff we're hearing. It's not going to get any better. These guys are getting stronger and faster, and I think basketball is going to pick up all those chips and run with it. So I think we'll see. And basketball can be global. They don't play football.
I think soccer
in other countries.
Soccer.
Yeah, soccer's gonna.
You think so?
The third world countries, man. That's what they.
Yeah, but China's gonna be huge. If China's going to be huge.
That's one piece of the pie. Casey.
It's a huge piece of the pie, man.
No, but think about it. We're already number one over there. So that's cool. And we're still getting
You're right. I'm just talking about as they continue, China's economy continues to grow. They'll have more money to put towards
that soccer thing is a machine.
You're right.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan, right? But yeah, I'm not a fan. But that soccer thing is serious.
All right.
2043. That's dope.
You say it and you put it out there and you make it sound kind of smart. People are like, oh, man, he's thought about
in.
This.
Hey,
you
what's
know?
Some little thing we did in school with little capsules and we buried them somewhere? Yeah, do that.
Got
throw
so many
that
of those over
somewhere.
North High
right.
grounds right now. I know Jabbar hates talking about the Wolves, but we're going to do this anyway. You know what? Let me ask you guys this, man, because I've been watching Rubio, and I like Rubio's fight. Man, yeah, I will
Rubio,
say that. I like
Rubio's a G.
I like his fight. If Rubio's healthy and Love is healthy, do you guys think Rubio's our best player?
No.
You don't think Rubio's the best player? You think Love's still
Love's
the better
special,
player?
Man.
Yeah?
Love's special.
You don't think Rubio's special? He can pass, man. It took me a while to get. It took me a while to get.
He's a close number two.
Here's the deal, and I don't know if Jabbar was here for this either. Rubio puts butts in the seats.
Yeah, he does do that.
Kevin Love don't put butts in the seats. People want to see Ricky Rubio.
That's because they ain't seen him.
But what I'm nah.
That's because
he's exciting, Jabbar.
He has something about him. Come on,
yeah,
he has something about him. That
Kevin Love's not
see.
Exciting to watch.
Man, listen, man, when Ricky Rubio came back right from injury, it was crazy. Kevin Love come back, even though it was a little different situation, it's not the same. Yes.
Because the anticipation, you know what Love is going to give you. You don't know that with Ricky. So hold on. Give me a couple years. And, you know, we waited 3 years to get him. Then we got him and we got a little piece and he got hurt. Like, that factors in, man. Like, Rubio, nobody, okay. Where'd they play last night?
Indiana.
Did you see the seats in Indiana? Hold on.
Yeah. But nobody's doing that for Kevin Love either. We don't have anybody that's drawing on the road.
You're right. He ain't either.
But what I'm saying is,
I think he has the.
He's not empty. That
hold on. I think he has the potential.
Every NBA stadium is
empty. To do that. If you were to watch Kevin Durant's games in Seattle his rookie year, you probably find the same thing. He wasn't a star yet. I think Ricky.
That's all I'm saying. He's not a star yet.
But I think he has the. I think he has the ability to.
You
do
asked
that.
Me, is he the biggest star on this team? No.
Did I say now or did
yes.
I say okay?
He's
I meant
not.
To
he's
say.
A, you know, can I
ahead.
Say this?
Yeah.
He's a. Now listen to what I'm saying. He's probably a bigger. He'll probably be a bigger star, but he's not a better player than Kevin Love.
That's all I'm saying. So hold on, we're going.
I agree with that.
We're going substance or we're going style. It's a style or substance type. I'm not saying Ricky Rubio's not substance,
right. But
he has a more appealing game to the eye than.
Yep.
But you got a basketball eye, so you know what you're looking at. You know how much of it is extra and how
but
much.
But you know that
it
business side is gonna come out in KT.
Nah, because that to be honest, that's part of it, man. Because he is exciting. Like you can't. I just don't see how you market Kevin Love unless he gets on a win, you know, like he's got to get on a winner.
Rubio got his little commercials now.
Yeah, he's
y'all drinking the juice.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, Jabbar, watch. You'll see.
He can play, though. He's exciting.
He can play.
He's exciting.
Yeah.
And let's not act like excitement is not part of NFL,
it's,
NBA.
It's a part of it, man.
It's a huge part of it to me, man. The behind the back,
he went behind the back twice.
That didn't impress me.
You know, I mean, you know.
That's so easy.
I will
him,
hold on. Let me
so
say this.
Easy.
I will say this, man. A lot, and this is not. This is not hating. This is just an observation. A lot of what I see Rubio do, though. Williams, Chris Paul, Derrick Rose.
Can we throw it out? It's because he's a white boy doing it.
All of these dudes could do the same thing, right? I think that I'm just going by my own experience growing up.
Foreign?
No. In the U.S., a lot of inner-city players are told from a young age not to do that kind of stuff because it's college coaches don't want you to do that. This is not street ball. I heard that. And I wasn't even a fancy player, right? I mean, this is not street ball. I think because he came from Europe, right, and he probably didn't come up under that same system, that's okay for them, you know, because a lot of stuff he does is like, did he really need to go behind his back on that?
KT, I'm going to talk about the elephant in the room. If Rubio is black, we're not having the same. That has something to do with it because there are not a lot of European guards who can get it done like that and who are flashy like that. It's kind of a little Jeremy Lin-ish, man, because, like, you getting it done like that, or you play like that, kind of like chocolate, white chocolate. That,
but he played, yeah.
It's kind of the same.
He's better than him, though.
No, he is.
Yeah, he is better. He's a better player.
I'm talking about
the same appeal.
Exactly.
It's the same.
Like, man, you play like that?
I love watching. You know what I'm saying? I love watching Jason Williams play.
Jay Will got it done.
I did, too.
Yeah.
No, but I think that has something to do with
it.
It does. Rubio can play, though.
He being from Spain, Rubio, yes, it has something.
Rubio's legit, man.
He's definitely legit.
He's legit.
Yeah. Legit. No, he can play. And I think we'd be, you know, you just look at Tiger Woods, right, on the other end of the spectrum.
He's back.
He did win, didn't he?
Quit playing with
I'm
Tiger.
I'm sorry, man. You wanted to talk about, before we go this or that, you wanted to talk about the Percy Harvin trade. I forgot to put that on here.
Man,
I was disappointed. So for all you guys out there, Minnesota Vikings, Percy Harvin's our slot receiver. We only got a couple minutes, fellas.
Yeah.
But he signed Jerome Simpson, though.
I don't even know who that
is. Hey, man,
is, so.
I'm the Wolves, the Vikes.
We got Matt
I'm
Castle
cool,
today,
man.
Too.
I get bad. It.
Is Castle going to be our starter, or what's, they, what, what's
no,
going
he,
on?
No, he's going to be Ponder's backup. He's going to be our
are they, hold on. Are they just saying that?
No, he's signed.
KT, but Castle's aren't you tired of a life of, like, consolation prizes, man? Like, Cats is making splashes, man. Mike Wallace.
But I'm sorry, man.
Come on, man.
You know what, though, Jabba, I disagree with you on that. I don't think you can win in the NFL just making a splash of free agency. Now, what I will say is this. You have to do something. So I'm just gonna focus on the Percy Harvin trade. It's bad, but it was bad that we lose Percy, but we
it's
actually
in our best interest.
It was good.
Right.
First round
hold
pick.
On. Why was it in our best interest?
But make a move, though.
Because he didn't want to be here. And he has no faith in Ponder. If you notice, Ponder played better when he wasn't there. We won 4 games without Percy Harvin. Tough games. So he didn't want to be here. He didn't have no faith in Ponder. Ponder, of course, lacks confidence because of that. So, no, he shouldn't have been here. But what I'm saying is Brandon Marshall, they gave up 2 third-round picks for Brandon Marshall, who I think is a better receiver than Percy Harvin.
See?
We ended up with a first, a 7th, and a 3rd next year. We got good value
for
him.
But this
is
what I'm saying. We're not going to do anything with it.
That's not necessarily true. We had a good draft last year. And we got good players.
So, I'm going to say this to you. Why don't we ever pull off the Anquan Boldin for a 6th-round pick?
Yeah, that was
– why don't we ever pull the wool over somebody's
eyes? And you know what? It's like we're always a step behind.
Yeah, we're always a step behind. We always get consolation prizes. So we're never – but the splash we made – you're telling me Jared Allen didn't work out? That's the only splash we made in a long time.
Yeah, Jared Allen did
like,
work out.
You have to do that to get better, man.
I feel you.
And you have to be
Brett
aggressive.
Favre.
You have to be aggressive about it, man.
So is free agency over?
No.
Okay.
Greg Jennings visited today, by the way.
I'm saying, Greg, you got all these you got all these great cornerbacks out there. You got – and nobody's like – man, when free agency started, Mike Wallace is in Miami right then ready to sign. Like, make stuff happen,
man. Mike Wallace ain't worth the money they gave.
The guy didn't want to come here? Wallace, I heard his name a lot.
Wallace, yeah, but
he's
not worth $12 million.
This is all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you got to make some things happen, man. And the Bears do it. All these other teams do it around us. And we're watching like.
I got you, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, we'll go to this or that. We
so
can
where,
come
where,
back
hold
to
hold on.
That.
Where are we going to be? Where are we going to be in the division next year? Are we better
I still
than Green
think
Bay?
We,
better than
I still
Chicago?
I think we can win.
Answer this. Have you ever seen, as we stand right now, have you ever seen a worse receiving core in the history of the NFL?
Man, look, remember when I said our safeties were bad, and you said, can
you
name?
You don't know one of them.
Listen, now you don't. You don't know Jerome Simpson, Jarius Wright. Oh, it's terrible right now.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? It's a terrible wide receiving core.
And I'm not a Ponder fan. Ponder's super. Like, I'm talking about atrocious,
but my
man.
Thing is, you don't go and give Mike Williams, Mike Wallace is a one-trick pony.
I didn't say we
you can't
him
give him
money.
$12 million,
I didn't say we
$14 million.
But we can give up a 6th-round pick for Anquan Boldin.
Guess what? And they said the Vikings offered 7th. I would even give.
That doesn't make me feel better.
We're always a step behind.
I give a 4th. That doesn't make me feel better.
I would have gave a 5th. I would have.
Man, that's
for
what I'm
Anquan
saying,
Boldin.
I'm cool, man.
But
I'm cool, man.
I wouldn't have gave
Chase
Mike Wallace.
Chase Buttinger, man. That's what I'm talking about,
man. Can we please?
We gave him a first-round pick for Chase
Buttinger,
man.
He's getting upset, man.
We're not going to be better than the Chicago Bears next year?
Yeah, we'll be better than the Bears.
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, we will be better than the Bears.
Why?
Because they got a whole new coaching staff, and who knows what they're going to get out of them. They all, man, get out of it. Man, ain't going to be, the Bears ain't going to be nothing. We're about to sign Brian Urlacher. You like that signing?
We're going back to the playoffs, you think?
We are?
They're about to sign Brian Urlacher.
I saw that in the Star Tribune.
Yeah, that's in the Star Tribune.
That's not a splash?
No, there ain't no splash. No. He's not good anymore?
I don't see how much.
You might be able
to
play middle linebacker better than him.
No, that's not a splash.
I thought he was good.
He's good, but he's just old.
I would love the Greg Jennings, but you got to put something with him, man.
Yeah, you got to add something to that.
And
if you get Jennings, then you get a DeAndre Hopkins in the draft, and you go get that Matt Elam kid from Florida to play safety for you. You build your team that way. I ain't mad at you.
Go get Ed Reed or some of these studs out here.
I feel you.
Rogers Cromartie.
What about the guy from
Rogers Cromartie's gone.
What about the guy from Philadelphia, the one that got cut? Number 24.
Yeah, he's going to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Dang, really?
The rich get richer, man.
He's going to San Francisco.
Where did
Steven Jackson's in Atlanta. So just go ahead and visit that, man.
Where did Whatchamacallit go?
Rogers Cromartie signed a 1-year deal. Where did he go?
NFL's a totally different game, though, because these dudes, like, you looking at mileage on dudes, and, like, once you hit a certain ticker, you're already third tier.
Rogers Cromartie went real quick? We can start this.
Steven Jackson with the Falcons. Man, the rich get richer. Why can't we be rich, man? Why can't we?
I feel you. I get you.
So,
man.
Quick question. So, the way NFL contracts work.
Rogers Cromartie to Denver.
Oh, the who rich is that? Is that the richer. Guy from the New York Jets?
No, Rogers, he's a corner from, he played for Philly. He's a good corner, though.
Real good. The guy with the braids,
real
right?
Good young
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
The way the NFL contracts work is that so let's say AP signs for $100 million for 10 years. He gets a signing bonus.
Yes,
and then that's the only thing that's guaranteed.
Right.
So they can cut him after that without having to pay him anything.
Yep.
So when Asamoah got cut, even though he signed a big contract,
he got $4 million.
They didn't owe him anything.
The language is different in his contract. When he got cut, because of when they cut him, they had to give him $4 million. So,
okay.
Once you cut bait with cats, you're never paying them.
And the whole thing
amount.
About it is, Greg Jennings, for him, it's all about the money. He's coming. If Minnesota throws the money at him, he's coming. He's coming.
He'll go to the worst team for the money because that's just where he's at in his career.
He got
to
get paid.
Oh, he's an old guy?
He's also old, 30.
Wes Welker to Denver.
Yeah.
So the rich get richer, like you said.
That's crucial.
I saw
man.
That, too. Mm-hmm. All right, Tone, kick us off, man.
All right, here, let's go around with this. We'll make it quick. I'm going to start with Zach. Reggie Miller or Bill Walton? Who is more loathsome?
Who do you hate?
Hey, man, you know what? I've learned to throw it down, big man. Throw it down. I actually, and you know what? Jabbar maybe changed my perspective on Bill Walton. He said he got stuck in the elevator with him,
right.
And he said he found out that Bill Walton was just a real cool dude. I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with Reggie Miller on this because of what he did to the Knicks, and I was like a diehard Knicks fan back then, and I think that his commentating is leaves a little bit left to be desired as well.
Walton does some of the Pac-10 games I listen to.
Oh, he does?
He's changed his style. And it's not, seriously, it's like a different style. Reggie Miller, I hate to say it, I just can't stand his commentary.
And then his suits on TNT, they said he dressed like he selling insurance.
he looks like a coroner.
I ain't saying nothing.
Throw
bad
it down,
about
big
Miller.
Man. Throw
That's
it down.
Guy?
Big Bill Walton and Snapper Jones. That was the worst duo in the history of
Stevie Snapper Jones.
Hey, NBC basketball. I love NBC. I miss these Snapper
man,
Jones.
Snapper was wild.
Throw it down, big man. Throw it down.
I think they hated each other too, man.
They probably did. Tell me, who you going with?
I got to go Reggie Miller, man. He looks like a coroner.
Reggie?
Yeah, just growing up with him. Reggie Miller versus the Knicks.
He'll shoot your lights out.
I know he will. All right, I'll go with the next one here. KT, Notorious Thugs or Ten Crack Commandments?
You know, when you guys see songs on here.
Man, y'all be killing. KT, did KT do these?
Yeah.
All right.
This just means that these songs came up in my iPod.
Yeah, man, you got to listen to more songs.
Hold on.
Those are classic songs.
Both of
those songs are cold. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying they're not. That's not one.
I don't, yeah, I don't.
Come
I'm
on,
not.
Man.
A,
Big,
I'm
just,
not.
This,
see, this
is
just,
the anniversary of Big's death, man.
That's
let
what
him
it,
have
it
that.
Was supposed
let
to be last
that,
week.
Man.
But look, this is what I figured out about Jabbar. He's an album, what I call an album snob, right? Like, he doesn't listen to
the singles.
He wants to get into the conversation to show you how deep his knowledge of that of the album is.
Commandments, then
that wasn't even a single, right?
I'm not Zach. Quit making that face. I'm not speaking.
That's my DeAndre Jordan dumb face.
Hey, did you see that T-shirt?
Yeah.
I'm getting one. I promise I will get one.
Yeah, that was hilarious, man.
Hold on, though. I wasn't here last week. How good was that dunk?
That was nice. I liked it.
No, I'm saying top. Like, we got some age under our belt. We're not prisoner of the moment type guys. That's up there, man.
It is up there.
Dude can fly, and he's not just tall. So it was pretty, man. It was pretty. I give Brandon Knight props for going up, though.
Why?
Because what you is you Jabari?
Business.
Hold
you're
on,
not, you got to mind your business. You're not jumping.
I'm not.
What's
he supposed to do?
Watch like everybody else.
I give him props for making fun of himself and say, "Hey, The scouting report didn't say that
they throw lobs.
That was funny.
I love how he handles it. Because if you play basketball long enough, you're gonna
get dunked on. That was my thing.
That's just the real. But that was incredible, man.
I'm going with Notorious Thugs, but I'm going with 10 Crack Commandments.
Notorious Thugs is the joint with Bone. Go ahead.
I'm Notorious Thugs. I like that. I like the beat.
Bone is the most overrated rap group in the history of American society.
I wasn't a big fan.
10 Crack Commandments.
You like Bone?
Bone did more for the Midwest than any other rap.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Proceed.
That doesn't mean it's good.
Proceed.
Tone, you know anything about these two songs?
Unfortunately,
He was 3.5.
I've listened to Notorious. I don't know the songs.
Crack Commandments was the real deal.
I like the story. I like the story in that one. But the Notorious Thugs, the beat, and then the way he rapped for that
crazy
first verse.
Bone, man, crazy bone. All right,
I got the last one here for Jabbar out of my own pocket. Pat Riley or Michael Douglas?
Oh, he switched it up. Wait, Michael Douglas, the actor?
The actor.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Don't help me out.
You got to qualify this.
Who looks the best? What are we talking
about,
man?
Who's the coolest?
Who dresses the best?
Who looks more like the other one? They're the same guy. This is a trick question.
I'm going to say Pat Riley.
I'll say Pat Riley for anything.
Wow.
Pat.
Yeah, I'm going with Pat Riley.
Mr. Showtime.
You don't think Michael Douglas could have brought the heat to the championship?
Pat Riley.
No.
Come on, man.
Did you guys know Pat Riley? Did you guys know Pat Riley played on that 1964
Western Kentucky?
Kentucky.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until I saw the movie.
Played against the All Black team.
Not Pan American. Texas Western. Yeah. I didn't know that.
All them OGs used to get it done, man.
Yeah, I didn't know that. You got one more for us, Tone?
I'll give you one more.
7-hour practices.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We'll go back to Zach on this. Foxy Brown or Lil' Kim?
Hold on, man. You gave me that Michael Douglas. Go ahead, though.
That's yours, buddy.
Ooh.
You own that,
man. This is a tough one because
Foxy Brown
they
or
both
Lil Kim?
Kind of fell
this
off.
KT?
But I'm gonna have to say that I liked, you know what, rapping wise, they were probably even to me. But they had both their first album was good. But Lil Kim looks ridiculous now, so I'm going with Foxy Brown. Lil Kim looks ridiculous.
Lil Kim looked like a mermaid or something.
I haven't even seen her.
Didn't she come out with a bunch of plastic surgery last week?
She looks bad.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, my God.
She looked like a...
Yeah, it's funny you put this on
Latoya
here.
Like Latoya Jackson.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Little cat woman looking last. She's ridiculous.
I would have took, at both of their respective heights, I would have took Lil' Kim. I listened to more of her music.
Hardcore was a beast,
ooh,
man.
Hardcore
was serious. And then Foxy came back with Broken Silence, which was dope.
Ooh.
Broken Silence was dope. But I'm Foxy. I mean, I'm Lil' Kim all day.
So hit me with this last one. I want to see what they think about this.
All right, KT, James Harden or Russell Westbrook?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to be quick. I'm going with Rusty. I like his fire. I like his athleticism. I like James Harden's game. I like where he's come from, but I like Russell Westbrook's attitude, man.
I'm going Harden, smarter, craftier, will be around longer because he uses less athleticism.
And I was going to say the same thing. I think that, you know.
Better attitude.
Westbrook's better when he's on his Ritalin. But
come on.
I'll put him
out there.
That's a good way to put it.
Hey, Harden's a better dresser, too.
Yeah, Harden's a better dresser. I like Harden's game a little more. Yeah. No, man, I think Westbrook is great, but I think he acts just – I mean, sometimes it's just too much. So
that's a good question, KT.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the longevity that Harden has, it's going to have.
Harden would never take more shots than Kevin Durant in a game. Shouldn't happen.
Wouldn't let that happen.
I guess I just like Russell Westbrook.
I don't like that.
I'm gonna tell y'all something that don't know this guy, KT. the guys that he loves is so different than like his persona and how he played, man.
You know it's what that weirdest, is different, man.
It's the weirdest thing ever, man. Dude like love buckets, and KT was the ultimate team, like dirty work, like let's eat. Like
you would think that Joakim Noah would be one of his favorite players.
I'm gonna tell you what's funny about how I like guys that are built more like KT than he does. Like the Charles
that
Oakley's.
Is true. And the Larry like, those Johnsons.
Are my,
yeah,
Paul Millsaps, do. Those are my guys. Those are my dudes, right. Man. That's interesting, though.
That is very
interesting. I like Rusty, man. All right, for Jabbar, for producer Tone. Come on. Dennis
get
is
buckets,
nice.
Get buckets.
For Zach, this is KT. KT got game. Thanks for listening. The flow, I might be busy